everyone, and welcome to another edition of Few Podcasts. I trust that you guys have been blessed by this reading program, so I really want to encourage you guys to keep it up. Anyway, I have been reading through the book of Acts, chapters 21 to 23, and the part which Paul says in verses 13 to 14 of chapter 21 really struck my heart. He says, Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And it just struck me as such a bold and powerful statement to make. You know, being cynical, one would think Paul can't be serious, he's just trying to be cool or something. But you know what is really clear and really truthful in these verses is that Paul has a strong relationship with God. You know, to put it simply, Paul loves God very, very much. I think something that we can learn from Paul is the certainty that he has in his relationship with God. He is so sure that he loves God and the missionary work he's doing is for God, and that God provides everything for him, opportunities, wisdom, strength. Many times, you know, some of us struggle with the area of service. You know, we think it's like, it's just service, you know, we're just doing it because it's part of religion or something. And we wonder if people around us appreciate what we do. But, you know, as we serve, as we do stuff, you know, in the name of Jesus, we really got to remind ourselves that what we do is really just for God. When we love God as our Savior and our King, we just want to do stuff for Him. And, you know, by looking at Paul's example, you can really see that's how he went about doing his ministry, by constantly reminding himself of the love that God has for him, and just letting his love for God lead him. You know, for us, day to day, God isn't looking for us to be perfect to do his work, but what he does ask for is a willing heart and spirit. And Paul was more than willing. You know, he was prepared to die. I'm not saying that we have to be prepared to die, but like sometimes when we feel a little bit discouraged or tired in the ministries that we serve, like even by calling up people, calling up contacts and stuff like that, you know, we just gotta really sit down and reflect on our love walk with God. If you've been thinking that service and loving God are two different things, then I think it's time to tweak that perspective. When you love God, you know, you just let your love lead you, and He'll just bring you to new heights in service with Him. By reaffirming that love, our love for God, you're also availing yourself to Him and allowing Him to use you in any way He purposes for us. You know, verse 14 of Acts chapter 21 says, "The Lord's will be done." And it will be when you serve with a heart of love, of sacrificial love and humility for Him. So you know what? Keep up that smile when you serve, when you call up others, when you're just being who God wants you to be. And as much as God loves a cheerful giver, He loves a cheerful worker too.